All right, I typically do an intro, but since I'm already king of this entire space, and since I'm basically king of the jungle when it comes to every dating topic known to man that men and women talk about, or mainly that just men talk about, trying to learn female nature, I don't really need an intro because I already do this better than anyone. So today I'm showing you why offensive language gets women emotionally attached and aroused. And after this video is over today, go down below and click the link in the description and check out the full-length webinar that I made for you. It is completely free. I did it as a service to you. I did it to be nice because I'm a nice guy for you, okay? Now, here's what you gotta know. Women naturally gravitate towards emotional drama and chaos to feel stimulated. Well, look at it this way. Why would this be my first point when this is the headline? What's the headline of today's video? The headline of today's video is why offensive language gets women emotionally attached and aroused. The subpoint to this, the very first subpoint, would be that women naturally gravitate towards this sort of drama and this sort of chaos. You might be wondering why. You might be sitting there going at your, like you might actually be sitting at your house right now and you think, that makes absolutely no sense. Why on earth would anybody want some sort of drama or emotional chaos from time to time just to feel something? I will explain. Women want to feel a wide array of emotions, meaning everything up here. Just like you like seasons and different weather. Some days you like it when it's rainy. Some days you like it when it's cloudy. Some days you like it when it's sunny. She likes to feel everything, okay? A wide array of emotions. That means happiness, anger, frustration, sadness, jealousy. All of those are good because it lets her feel the full wide array of a real human experience. Okay? Here's the fastest way to lose a girl. The fastest way to lose a girl, number one, wake up every day and said, you just wake up every day and you say, it's my job to make her only happy, or the only emotion I want to make sure she feels is happiness. Or take that a step further. Make sure the only emotions she feels are positive. Okay, this is the fastest way to lose a girl. Now, you wake up every day and you say, hey, I'm gonna try really hard to please her. I'm gonna try as hard as I can to please her so that way her emotions are positive, she feels like I love her and care about her so much, and she knows that no matter what, I'm going to put her on the pedestal and love her forever. Then what the guy typically does is he gives her the sense, okay, over time through passive behavior, you start to give her the sense that you're nervous to rock the boat. Well, once you're nervous to rock the boat, here's what happens. Watch her feel your passive energy and exit. So the first reason why women naturally gravitate towards emotional drama or emotional chaos is to feel a wide array of emotions, because a wide array of emotions is the entire human experience. Okay? Moving on to point number two, offensive language shows a rebellious spirit that makes women feel safe. So first off, what you have to understand is your definition of safe, as far as being nice and pleasing and never rocking the boat and being very predictable, that is not a woman's idea of safe. A woman's idea of safety stems from protection, which stems from strength. So offensive language shows a rebellious spirit that makes women feel safe. So here's what that means. Her woman thoughts go very, very deep. Okay, the first deep thought that she starts to have when it comes to offensive language, you're slightly arousing that rebellious side that you may have, okay? So she hears things that may or may not be offensive, depending on who hears it. She hears these things and she goes, hey, if he's willing to swear, okay, he must not be fearful of judgment. This is the first piece. She goes, if he is willing to swear, he must not be fearful of judgment. He must not be scared to rock the boat. If you take that a step further, subconsciously, she also starts to sit there and go, he must not be scared of altercation. Well, if he's not scared of altercation, he's not scared if somebody says something or does something, this man will probably protect me if shit hits the fan. This is what she thinks. This is instinctual. This is subconscious. Okay, she's not actively trying to feel these things. It just happens. She says, hey, he will probably protect me if shit hits the fan. Now, here's where it gets really deep. Even if he pisses me off, I still love him. This is how she feels. She sits there and goes, you know what? He pisses me off sometimes. He makes me mad. He makes me frustrated. He gets me angry. I try everything that I can to be slightly judgmental towards him, so that way hopefully I can get him to change. And no matter what, I can't get him to change. I love him. That's how she thinks and that's how she feels. That is her natural woman intuition. You can even test this for yourself. If you have a girl or a girlfriend or a girl you're actively seeing,
Say something that is edgy, watch her get pissed off for 4 to 6 hours, and then she won't text you back, and she won't call you, and 4 to 6 hours goes by, and her emotions are going to be spiked throughout the day, and then what happens after the calm down, her emotions start to come down slower and slower and slower, and she starts to just get rid of those feelings a little bit, but she still knows that you said them, and watch, 4 to 6 hours goes by, she will not reply right away, she will not call you back right away, but watch like clockwork. She starts to think to herself, that's actually kind of hot. And as she gets back to baseline, she comes back. And she goes, ugh, do you really mean that? But now she wants to send you paragraphs again, or she wants to text you, or she wants to be there for you, she wants to see you. Okay? This is, women want a natural wide array of emotions. Take this a step further. Arousal, okay, here's the base premise of this too that you have to understand. Arousal, in a nutshell, being aroused, you or her, I don't give a shit who you're talking about, anybody. Arousal is toxic and offensive to begin with. Here's why. You may not know this because of your age, but there was once a day and age, okay, there was once a time in existence way, way back in the past, way back, way, way back, right? There was once a day and a time where sex and lust was actually considered taboo. Can you believe that? People walked around and said, that's bad. It's not like that nowadays, is it? But there was once a time where sex in and of itself and lust, or hooking up, was taboo. Well, take that a step further. That means there was once a day and time in the past where premarital sex was considered bad. Like, that's actually how the past was. You maybe have to go back a lot of years, but it was like that. So what you got to realize is everything that is arousal, okay, or everything that's arousing is based off of a spike in emotion. The words that people think is vulgar is exactly the words that arouse her, okay? The words that most would consider, ooh, that's edgy, that's vulgar, these are the exact words that arouse the woman. And on top of that, if you take that a step further, those are actually the words that will start to trigger elements and feelings of safety, because she sees that you're actively putting yourself out in the world and you're not necessarily fear. You do not have any fear of judgment or retaliation or any sort of anybody saying the wrong thing about you. She can see you don't care. So here's what you got to know. I know that these topics are hard. I know that these topics are heavy. And I understand that these topics go against a lot of probably your natural day-to-day conditioning based off just how you live. You know, you wake up, you eat, you sleep, you go to work. You sit on the internet and look at some pictures or some videos. You go to bed, you repeat. It's pretty passive, it's pretty routine, okay? I understand this goes against this, but here's what you gotta remember. She will always desire her opposite. No matter what you tell yourself, she always wants her opposite. And I can tell you this to be true because if you look at what you want, okay, let's look at what you want. You want the basic things that lead to femininity. You would like a loyal woman who's loving, who's sweet, who's caring, and she's just a gorgeous, beautiful woman that acts exactly like this because this makes you feel feelings of affection towards her. Well, she's the opposite from what you're thinking, okay? She desires her opposite. So a lot of times men think that the more similar interests they have with the woman, the better, or the more similar personality traits, the better. This couldn't be further from the truth. If she desires her opposite, that means that she wants a big bad beast, the big bad wolf. She wants a beast who's assertive, who's loud, who's a man, okay? And she loves it, and she loves him. And some days he smells bad, some days he's loud, some days he's rude. Doesn't matter. This is what she falls in love with. So this is what you have to understand. This is why offensive language gets women emotionally attached and aroused. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button. I want you to comment and subscribe. I want you to check out the webinar presentation that I have below for you in the description, and we will see you in the next one.